Local elections are rarely of international interest. Indeed, if you scrutinise the turnouts, you'll notice that local elections are rarely of all that much local interest. Occasionally, they are decided by issues specifically important to whichever city or region. Much more often, they are regarded as a midterm referendum on whoever is running the country, and in that context, very frequently embraced by vexed voters as an opportunity to deliver the national government an exemplary shoeing. On this last score, the weekend's local elections in Russia are of significant international interest. In most parts of Russia, these contests went much as might have been expected. United Russia, the party which exists primarily to support President Vladimir Putin and which holds three-quarters of the seats in Russia's national parliament, did pretty well, winning all 16 gubernatorial posts which were up for grabs across the country. In Moscow, however, the story was strikingly different. While United Russia retained its majority in the city's parliament, the Moscow Duma, it saw its presence reduced by a third, with votes drifting to the Communist Party and the leftish A Just Russia Party, both of whom, for context, are thought of as pretty pro-government as opposition parties go, as well as the liberalish Yabloko Party and a smattering of independents. This is being widely interpreted as a rebuke by Russia's capital of Russia's president. Although one should be wary of inferring too much from a turnout of barely 22%, it is certainly safe to say that this election result falls short of the exultant endorsement that Putin might have preferred. For this, Putin has nobody to blame but himself. To bring us back to where we came in, it is only due to Putin that anybody outside Moscow paid much attention to Moscow's local elections at all. But due to Putin, or someone presuming to act on his behalf, they became global headlines.
Tens of thousands of opposition supporters rallied in Moscow on Saturday, one of the largest authorized protests ever under President Vladimir Putin.
For five weekends in a row, thousands of people have come out onto the streets of Moscow in an unprecedented display of dissent.
In the run-up to the elections, dozens of independent candidates were arbitrarily disqualified, not an uncommon tactic among regimes which regard the popular vote as an inconvenience to be overcome rather than a mandate to be sought. Protests ensued of a scale not seen in Russia for years, and all the more impressive still when one considers the risk one accepts in shouldering a placard in Putin's Russia. Thousands of people were detained, many of them beaten. However, the protesters were not deterred. Indeed, they became more determined. While they continued to take their chances with the tender mercies of Moscow's riot cops, opposition activist Alexei Navalny, one of those disqualified from standing, wrangled those opposition candidates who had been permitted to stand into a tactical voting scheme.
Есть самый эффективный способ – это умное голосование. Отомсти Путину умным голосованием.
The candidates representing Putin's United Russia were clearly spooked. They all ran as independents, as if hoping that their toxifying party identity might be forgotten. So while it is a poor result for Vladimir Putin, some perspective is in order. He does not have need of a false beard, a priest's costume, a Venezuelan passport, and passage aboard a tramp steamer just yet. But, at the risk of tempting fate, after 20 years in the Kremlin, Putin is surely nearer the end of his rule than the beginning of it, even if he does find a way around the term limits which theoretically prevent him from standing again in 2024. At any rate, his popularity has lately been ebbing, and he has no likely imminent Winter Olympics or World Cups or illegal annexings of the territory of neighbouring countries by semi-deniable paramilitary proxies, which might provide an obvious rallying point. The question of who and or what is next for Russia is therefore going to grow ever more urgent. The rest of the world has been waiting since the end of the Cold War for Russia to stop being weird. So, in fairness, has a hefty but silent and or silenced cohort of Russians. These elections might not be the end of Vladimir Putin, but they might be the beginning of something else. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Miller.